I think it's a butch image. They think it's not going to happen to them. They're not going to wear them. That's it. But just want them to think about their family, their friends, and it should be law. You get in your car, you put your seatbelt on. You get on a fishing vessel, you should have a life jacket on. And I do feel that the harbour master should be walking around. If you're on that fishing vessel, and even if it's not gone out to sea, if you haven't got your life jacket on, that's it. You're not going anywhere.
I was speaking to a chap earlier from Seafish. He was saying how hard it is to actually sort of regulate that, given if, you know, if this fishing boat sails off over the horizon, who's out there to actually police it or enforce it as such?
But at the end of the day, if the harbour master can see them along the harbour as they're getting ready to go out and can say, right, if you haven't got it on, you're not going anywhere, they will soon learn, hang on a minute, we haven't got it on, we're going to lose a day's fishing, a day's money.
How is it for families like yourself when, you know, fishermen lose their lives at sea? So I don't think people realise just how dangerous it is at the end of the day.
But at the end of the day, it's the most dangerous job. Apart from going to war, it's the most dangerous job that they could do. And they take health and safety. Oh, they're not bothered. They're all right. It's not going to happen to them. Well, at the end of the day, it can and it will.
Was Robert one of the sort of guys who'd be like, no, it's all right, Mum, I don't need one kind of thing?
Oh, if only I could have him back. yeah, happy-go-lucky chap. You know, it's not going to happen. But all of them think that, you know, and they need to start thinking not only about themselves, but their family, their friends, you know, their kids. Robert's left two little girls who have got no daddy. They've got to start thinking, all right, it's for them as well. But if Robert had been wearing them, he still might have died that day, but he still would have come back.
Not only could it save lives, but it also would help with search teams also as well, with recovering
yeah.
people.
Yeah. And, you know, he might have come back dead, but at least we could have had a funeral. I can't explain. It's a nightmare. You know, the recent weather we've just had, all the shingle and that, everything coming up off the bottom of the sea. I'm waiting to see if they find a bit of my boy. At the end of the day, this campaign, if it saves one fisherman and one fisherman's family not going through the hell that we've been going through, then Robert's not died in vain. You know, he was put on this earth for a reason. Maybe this is it. I don't know.